Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome, neighbors and plus ones, to another Guys Next Door. Nosy neighbors. I'm your favorite housewife, Shay Mills.
And you know who we are. You already know who we are. I'm going to cut you off right there. It was a good try.
Help him.
Valiant.
Help him.
Valiant effort.
This is why we don't do scripts. This is why we do everything off the top of our
head. So I don't have sex exactly. Before we start shooting, Shay.
I got a substantial check today.
We seen it. Yeah, we seen it. Okay? Oh, I'm waiting for my cut.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, can we get a little cut? You know what I mean? Just a little.
Wow, wow.
Put a little something in the household. Put a little something back in the house. Life looking good over there.
Some groceries. Some damn groceries.
Yeah. You ain't even have paint on your walls yesterday. Now you got paint. It should be.
Nah, hold on. That's not paint. That's something else. Anyway,
oh, wow. Jesus Christ. Mac, we came here to do something.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Guys Next Door Presents Nosy Neighbors. We thank you guys. We appreciate you guys for listening, especially considering this is a Thursday. You guys could be doing anything, but you guys are probably in the house listening to us. So please subscribe, rate, comment if you are listening on any Apple products or if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts. Please give us 5 stars. Please subscribe. Please rate. Leave a comment. Tell us something crazy, your craziest story, ladies and gentlemen. Also, if you guys don't want to continue to get all of this free content for free, if you guys want to help out in this household, if you guys want bring over some motherfucking groceries, please subscribe to the Patreon at patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod.
Amen, amen.
Listen, put some motherfucking snaps on the petrol. You guys are coming in here getting all of this great content from three guys and a housewife, and you guys are eating up all
three guys and like a housewife.
I don't like it.
Yo, that's the shirt.
Show wife.
That's the shirt.
Show wife.
No. Three guys and a housewife. That's the merch. Yeah. Yeah. Three guys and a housewife.
I loathe the three of you.
I didn't say nothing. Yo, Mac, three.
You can still be my favorite, Ryan.
Mac, three guys in a housewife. You just came up with that.
That's a sitcom.
That's a sitcom. That's the sitcom. That is the sitcom. When we go live on television, that's the sitcom right there. 200%. Three guys and a housewife.
200%. And guys, you know, you can keep this conversation going. What we are about to talk about on all of our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, on at Guys Next Door Pod. Now, I want to get into this episode while we still have as much time as we possibly can, because if you guys aren't aware or if you guys have been hitting
alive.
The rock.
Are you alive?
You guys have missed the entire shit show that is this quote unquote election season. So stopping by the crib right now, we felt we needed someone smarter to speak to this. We felt like we needed someone. We felt
way smarter.
Like we needed someone who could actually put this in terms that we understand, because I'm not gonna lie, there's a lot of this election shit that I really, really, really don't understand. So we have a Yale graduate, a broadcast journalist, a motherfucking columnist, and a
bang
bad bad black woman, Aisha K. Faines. What's going on?
Yeah.
Welcome to the
household.
Yeah. Goodness, that was a good intro. I didn't even give y'all that. That was great. Thank you.
Okay. Come on.
I'm
now.
Glad they did right by you. I'm
they
glad
really
they did.
Right
did. By
I'm
you. Like,
wow.
Unlike how they treat me.
Yo, so, Che, what's up with you, boy?
So, I mean, I think all of us are gonna jump into this conversation, of course. But to start it off, what the F is going on right now?
Way to sum it up. That's the best way to ask. Yeah.
Actually, I'm not surprised. This is pretty much what I have a friend that is like a Democratic insider, and so I gave up on the papers. Because
that like inside trading.
Oh, wow. She works for a polling company, but the kind that the candidates use, not like the Quinnipiac polls that we use. You know.
Okay.
Next level.
And so I went to her to because I was like, I give up on the newspapers, and she honestly predicted this, that it was going to be razor thin, and that, you know, Trump was going to, and a lot of people predicted this. Trump was going to, his strategy was to scare his people into voting day of and to not trusting the mail-in process. Half of them think that the pandemic is a hoax anyway. And he knew all along that what he was going to do was obviously the early votes, the day of votes are going to be more red-leaning. Mm. And so he was going to use that as an opportunity to disqualify or sow distrust in the mail-in votes, which are largely blue-leaning. So he went on TV at 2:30 a.m., said, hey, I'm the president, we can stop voting. Which is crazy.
It is crazy.
But he's locked and loaded in terms of the courts. He's ready. They're already filing their lawsuits. And you have to remember that a lot of the judges are judges that he appointed. So he, and I should say the GOP, the Republican Party, because I don't give Trump that much credit, it's the people around him, have been ready. You know, they want to win this election in the courts because he didn't win the popular election last time and he's not going to win it this time.
So question, what could he possibly sue for in this case?
Oh, he can try to disqualify enough ballots to secure a win.
Oh. So he's going to try to disqualify. Yeah. Okay.
Now, the last thing I heard was that there's like 600,000, am I mistaken? It's like 600,000 mail-in ballots that are quote-unquote lost.
300,000.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Is that the ones from like the flood or something like that? Wasn't there a flood somewhere?
No, that was Georgia.
All right.
That was in Georgia.
So they just lost.
Wait, I'm about to say, where?
Right,
is,
that's
where
what I.
The
that's my question.
Lost?
I'm thoroughly confused.
How do they just get lost?
I'm thoroughly confused, but I know that the court said the United States Postal Service had to go looking, had to do a sweep, and then he stepped in and told them to not.
Who the redhead guy?
Trump or
The orange hair,
redhead, whatever, same shit.
You know, Cheeto friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said stop.
And not even the good kind. He's not even a flaming hot Cheeto. He's like the corny.
I look at him.
He's the original.
When I look at him, it's like a burning crotch.
What?
What's up at everybody today? Everybody's on one today? I like it.
We really are. So it was a rough night.
So,
I'm looking at his face. I just don't like his face. I don't like his face.
Right. So Aisha, help us make sense of this for the commoner, the person like us, you know, who doesn't understand the way the electoral vote goes, who doesn't understand how if Biden or even Hillary last election won the popular vote, how do they lose the overall presidency because of the electoral college? Like, what does that, for those who didn't pay attention to social studies, like what,
the simplest way, with the exception of Nebraska, is that the electoral college is winner takes all. So a state could, in terms of voting, one candidate could literally get 10 more votes, but take all of the electoral votes in that state.
I think I've never understood that even from a kid. What qualifies an electoral vote? Like, what is the qualifier?
Because technically, when you were engaged in the popular vote, you're technically voting. You're technically telling the electorate who to vote for.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You know, and so the way it's done is we have our popular vote here. For example, I'm in New Jersey. We have our popular vote. We went for Biden. So we're basically telling all of, you know, our representatives of the Electoral College to put in their vote for Biden because technically it's their vote.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
But again, it's winner takes all. So, you know, it could be a 5-vote difference, but all of those Electoral College votes are going.
So I have a question, and I think this is something that I've always wanted to. I guess I never fully understood it. The Electoral College, are they elected officials, or are they like are they the are senators, et cetera, or are is there a complete different separation?
This is a part that I actually don't even know, and I think it might be a little bit different from state to state. I don't think it's voted on.
Wow.
It can't be voted on. We would know if it was voted on.
Because there's also like, because they were just talking about this with Maine. There's like, there's the Electoral College, and then like within like, say, Maine specifically, like there's the congressional districts or something like that. So mm-hmm. like the, even within that, within Maine, they can have a split vote of like, two Biden, two Trump. Like, what is the dumpster fire that we call this country doing?
It's a lot, because it's what's in Nebraska's like that too, where they mm-hmm. you know and actually one of Biden's pathways to victory revolves around this one little district in Nebraska mm-hmm. that went blue, even though the rest of the state went red. But if they get that one vote, it could actually help him clinch 270. It's crazy and it's archaic. And I think the reason we have it personally is precisely because there are more Democrats than Republicans.
Mm.
And honestly, if we went share popular vote, not to say it would be Democrat all the time, but I think one of the reasons we have the Electoral College is to maintain a bit of racial status quo and those states a chance.
I got a question. It's actually a 2-part question. First, I feel like even though it says only 60,000 people voted for that man in Calabasas, that I feel like those would have really counted towards something.
Yay 2024, you heard? Yay 2024, you heard?
Yo, you're sick.
I need him to pack it up.
We know Mac is performing in the Mac is performing at the fundraiser.
And I promise you that check is gonna be ridiculous.
I ain't gonna hold you. If they ask guys next door to open up the fundraiser,
I'm gonna
be there.
I don't know. I don't know if I would do it for a one-time check and fuck up everything else for life.
I have to look the other way.
In 2024?
I don't know where the fuck we gonna be at.
That's what I'm saying. You can't. It can't get no worse.
If it gets worse. Listen, thank you. If it stays on this path, and in 2024, it's either our choice to help save the shit or go to Kanye. I'm not going to Kanye.
Sunday service is lit. I'm going fuck out of here.
All right. Sunday service is different than
tell me that the Sunday service choir is going to be there and I can choir direct 3 songs lead praise and worship.
Oh, he's out of here. Mouse is out of here.
Yo, I'm gonna be loyal. I'm gonna be like, yo, come on, guy. It's guys next door. Come on. The minute Ryan bro, I'm like,
say, Mouse is
I'm like yo, Kanye. They said they not down, but I'm down. What?
Mouse is gonna leave us and turn into Kurt Franklin. I promise you.
And I'm denouncing Nike.
Wow.
Me in the 3 stripes.
All for the white man's black man. Okay.
But go ahead, Ryan. What you was about to say?
Man. I know it was only 60,000 votes, right, but I feel like that could have meant a lot in some places.
Yeah, I mean, shoot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna definitely say like which state, but I feel like those votes. It's like people just went to the poll just to joke about it, knowing he wouldn't win, and they didn't take it serious. Yeah. Along with all the people in the country who didn't vote.
Mouse.
Mouse being one of them. But
what?
Yeah, him.
We'll talk about that later.
But I feel like there were so many people who didn't vote that could have helped. And especially, I won't say it's Mouse because he's not the most political person, but I do know some people in my life who are really like I'll say this. I know somebody that's a real Trump supporter. They don't know why they support him. They have their smoking facts, whatever.
Are they a guy?
It's a guy. Man. It's a guy yeah. that doesn't make anywhere near clearly as much money as you would need to support Trump. But
well, you know, it's delusion is free.
Yes, absolutely. But
delusion but, is free. But what, I love
what,
it.
For me, what cracks me up is the fact that he did all this arguing for somebody and didn't even go out and vote for him. So it hurts me to be like, so my statement to him yesterday was like, yo, I know you fuck with Trump. Like, I really don't care because you didn't vote. So it really doesn't matter. But if you my boy and I ever run for something and you fuck with me, vote for me. Like, don't go yeah. out in these streets screaming my name and getting in fucking battles and arguments over somebody you won't even get up and go vote for. So
is a person a millennial? Are they young-ish?
He's my age.
Well, millennials aren't young
yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But
absolutely,
our age.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, well, there was a poll. I keep forgetting which publication it was in. And it showed that Black millennials were, number one, a lot of them felt very disconnected from the democratic process in general, which is why there's been so much get out the vote efforts for millennials, because I don't know if it's that we came of age during Bush Gore. I'm not really sure. But a lot of Black millennials feel like their vote doesn't matter, or they are, well, the Democratic Party didn't do anything for Blacks, so I'm just going to say, I don't like any of them. It's the worst, you know, all the above. So there's that. And then this poll also showed that a lot of millennial men, in particular Black millennial men, I won't say a lot, but a sizable number, which would explain why the GOP took, you know, people like Lil Wayne and tried to make this attempt to get some of the Black men to get that Black male vote, that they liked Trump's machismo and they liked his display of power. And if they don't have his money, a lot of people, for example, listen to hip hop. Hip hop talks a lot about money and wealth. A lot of people are broke listening to that music. They still like it. So listening to Trump is not really different for them.
So has anybody seen the infograph showing that the actual amongst the Black community, the amount of Black men who voted for Trump is up? And I want to say it's slightly up amongst Black women, too, but not nearly. I think it almost doubled amongst Black men.
Well, I think the I can't speak to that type of thought process.
You actually can't speak
agree.
About voting.
I'm about to say, you, of course you can't speak about it because you ain't.
No, I'm voting. Yeah, because I mean, I'm definitely not going to vote for that man at all. Like that, that's never going to be a thing. Also, I'm not going to vote for him in blue either. You know, it's kind of like,
to say, Mel,
it's kind of like playing.
I understand. You're
it's kind of like playing. Yeah, it's kind of like playing Street Fighter, right? And you know, if you pick Ryu and I pick Ryu, the only difference is the color and the suit. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's been such a long, there's been a legacy.
I get you, but.
So if you think about it like this, the majority of people, and Aisha can speak to this as well, the majority of voters are single issue voters, right? Mm-hmm. None of the single issues that I would vote for are represented positively in this election, or was it in the last election? I am a Black man who makes a lot of money based on the hip hop culture. My interests are not represented here. We're not talking about police reform or police abolition. We're not talking about we're not talking about any type of a betterment for the vets. We're not talking about any type of reform to the child care and what am I trying to say? We haven't discussed or even mentioned any type of reform to the system in which that forces Black men, single fathers, to pay an unimaginable amount of money. And then, you know, the fact that the courts, the fact that the child support and custody courts are two separate courts, it's astounding to me. It's absolutely astounding that a Black man can go into a court and be told to pay $500 a week. And then be told, yeah, but I can't do, you know, you got to get a separate court date to see when you can see your child. These are the issues that matter to me that
God
are not.
Those are state issues.
Yep.
Right. And these are issues that are not represented or being spoken about in this election. The
because
biggest
they're state
of
issues.
Yeah, about to say,
true.
It's not
so
state election.
You need to be,
true,
yeah.
true, but
you need
so,
to be engaged
just told you that. But so is It's true, but so is police reform and police. But it's nothing's being done on the state level, which would cause a president who is or a candidate who wants to see better to step in and say, okay, we got to do something about this, right? And we don't see this. We got one guy who literally wrote the crime bill, the 94 crime bill, who's affected me personally, who I have multiple cousins and uncles who I'll never see again because of that 94 crime bill. There is no, and there is no redaction. There is no, there's no apology. They're simply, we got it wrong. But listen, it's me or the other guy. And I don't typically believe that the fact that we have to be put in a predicament where we have to choose between the better two evils, I don't subscribe to that. I also don't believe in white people fucking this country up and then come election time, tell black people it's vote or die. I don't subscribe to that at all. We didn't fuck this up.
So well, black people can't do it alone anyway.
Right. That's who the vote or die campaigns are going out to. That's who's being tasked, the black men and black women. That's who's being tasked with saving the soul of America. We paid in blood for the soul of America, and it's not been acknowledged at all. So that is that's my issue.
Acknowledgement. Acknowledgement. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I would say that police reform did come up quite a bit in the campaign.
I would say that too.
But I would also say that you're not just voting for the president, you're voting for the people around the president.
Yeah, like sure.
Trump is not that smart.
Absolutely.
It's the people around Trump who are diabolical and smart and have this long-term plan to dial back and gut civil rights, gut our ability to vote, gut all forms of environmental protection, gut the public school system, gut early education, which directly feeds into the prison pipeline, to promote private prisons. So really, a vote, Trump wins and people stay home. So if you care about police reform, you care about the privatization of prisons, which allows them to basically continue slavery, making money off of black bodies, right? A vote that is staying home is kind of like a vote for Trump, which is kind of like a vote for private prisons.
Yeah. Not so really.
Indirectly, he's done a lot of work surreptitiously to support 100% expand private prisons while he's been. He's done a lot of things that people don't even realize he's 100%. Done to gut 100%. Civil rights, to gut your ability to vote, stacking the courts with unqualified conservatives at the
secretaries.
Federal and so,
the chick that he just got for the Supreme Court.
Grossly unqualified.
Son, she's never tried a case. Ever.
But I mean, we also have a president that's never held office. I'm not surprised. Nothing surprises me about this. You know, nothing surprises me about this. And once again, I think the bigger thing is I live in New York. The New York's voting blue no matter what I do. No matter what I do, New York's going blue. I don't live in a swing state. Maybe if I did, it would feel different. Maybe I might be a little more inclined. But I just don't like this. To me, I just don't like this unfair burden that gets put on black people in regards to voting.
And I definitely can see black people feeling some kind of way about that. Like, y'all always pulling on us. And also, especially with black men, we look at y'all doubly sideways. You don't get credit when things go right, but when things go wrong, we definitely look at black men.
We just talked about this.
It's funny. We were just talking about this on Monday.
I understand that. But also, your opinion reflects the poll that I was talking about and how how a lot of millennial, you know, and maybe it's because our parents saw the civil rights era. And I know that, like, when I have children, they're going to hear about 2020. They're going to hear about what it was like to be nervous that, like, you know, people are going to the polls and there's, like, the KKK there to intimidate them. Seriously. There's robocalls telling people to stay home. Like, they're going to hear about how people who look like them, you know, are sacrificing, risking their lives to vote.
How?
And so maybe my children's generation, maybe they will be like, you know, my parents' generation, like, oh, we got to vote. I mean, maybe it's all cyclical.
How real do you think it is that if Trump loses, there's going to be this mass civil war that everybody's talking about? Like, how real?
You said if Trump loses or if Biden wins?
Trump loses.
Trump loses. I've heard both. I've heard that people say no matter who loses, there's going to be like this massive war breakout. But most of it's been if Trump loses, then, you know, the Antifas, the alt-rights and all of this, they're going to.
I'm a little bit nervous. One of the good thing about the South is, like, in New Jersey, you know, it takes a lot of permits and stuff to have guns. In the South, people have guns. Like, black and white. So you can run up on me if you
want. If you will.
South, Midwest.
I got something for that ass.
We need that. I think that needs to be the clip. That needs to be the social clip right there. Something for that ass.
And I come from a very pro-black family. Let me just let you know, just in case things get crazy, I got a place to go. But I worry about some of those southern places. I do, because we saw what it took for them to vote. People were voting, tires getting slashed, people voting. You got Confederate flags and people waving guns at you as you're standing in line for the polls. Police not doing anything because they are part of the Klan, you know? I worry about that. And I worry about Trump. And Trump is a mastermind at stirring up violence. You know, he speaks to his people in code.
Yeah.
I want to ask about that.
Oh, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to add on to that. I think right now, the thing that I'm, especially me being in Virginia right now, like, and seeing, you know, Virginia went blue.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Thank God. But then again, it's a terrifying thing. Nigga, my mom, as soon as Virginia went blue, my mother called me and was on something like, yo, don't go outside right now. Like, that, like if you got to go to the store, wait for tomorrow. Like, it's gonna be really tricky. You're gonna have a lot of angry white people, nigga. I can't drive certain places without seeing Trump signs up. So, there's this one thing that my grandfather always says: it's always darkest before the day. So I feel like we haven't even gotten close to where we're trying to go. I think there's always something big. And there's always something very dangerous a lot of times that happens before we get to a place of change. And, you know, you look through history. Anytime there's an opportunity for immense change, there's something disastrous that happens. So I think we're on the precipice of that.
Yeah. I think the difference being only one side has the tendency to commit genocide whenever they're upset.
Don't believe it. No, they're the same side, same color. Same color as white people. No, don't believe it. White people will do it on both sides. Do not fall for that.
They will want to say white people. White, red, and white, blue.
Yeah.
You gotta listen, brother.
Slaughter the natives. Come on now. Hold up.
I got you, Shay. They're gonna turn it into. They're not gonna turn it into Democrats versus Republicans things. It's gonna be white versus black.
This is about white supremacy.
8 years of Obama, black people, you know, white people fearing being the racial minority, white women not having enough babies, like all of this boils down to them holding on to white supremacy.
Absolutely, because they won't be here in 20 years. So
man, them white people, white people been around forever.
No, but you no, but I, what I'm saying is the way
statistically,
and I won't say 20, maybe a little more than that, they won't be a majority. You see what I'm saying? Well, they're not a majority now because this country is a lot, but at the same time, it's just they're scared that they'll lose all of the full white people in the world, in America, which is very
the true. Anglo-Saxons.
It'll be a wrap. It's gonna be a whole bunch of mixed babies.
You mean the natural blood, full the blood
caucus,
Aryan,
the caucus
from the Caucasus Mountains. Yes.
I do have another question.
Go ahead.
What's your take on this? The Postmaster General, the USPS issue. What is his name? The DeJoy. And the way he's dismantled the USPS system and just like crippled it to the point where they're unable to even get these ballots out, or like just that whole I don't understand
his
how this is just sliding.
His entire election strategy revolved around suppressing the blue vote. And the United States Postal Service during a pandemic when all these people are voting early is what makes early voting possible. So that was a big part of his strategy, like cripple the Postal Service as much as he possibly can. And he that's why I say it's not just the president, it's the people around the president. He's appointed, you know, wackies.
Band of idiots.
Right. And then the people who control Trump, you know, but yeah, I just think the Postal Service was like collateral damage in his campaign effort.
But can is there any way to force? Well, I think it's DeJoy. I'm pretty sure his name is DeJoy.
Mm-hmm. It is
any
DeJoy.
Way to force him to
no, it is his name is DeJoy.
Be, like I want him to be held accountable. Like how do
I
you
don't think
take
so.
These,
when's the last time you seen a white person be accountable?
These are some of the real scary realities, though. The reality is when these ballots get contested and it's taken to the court, that judge will be a Trump appointee. Like, these are some of the scary things that people aren't thinking
about. By the way, watching a movie,
you said it right. Nightmare scenario.
This is a movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is this. Yeah, you, if you do evil and your leader is evil, you will be deemed... Yeah, but you won't even be seen as evil in that side. It's like you did great things. Like you did what you were supposed to do, which was be evil. And it's like, it's crazy. I mean, it goes back to it goes back to when we were younger. Like even if you ever went to a school with white kids, when they did something wrong, it was never blown up. But when the black kid did it, it comes from his past and he needs to see somebody. He has troubles at home and we blame the parents and all this. It's like, yo, when white kids did it, they just put them on medicine. And it's like, yo.
Well, if you think about it, right? You think about it, that's literally all that we've had to deal with, right? If you think about it, there's schools in the South named after Confederate people. We're fighting legislation to take down Confederate statues and flags. The Confederacy are losers.
But
they literally lost the war. You lost. You went against your country. You committed treason. And not only did you commit treason, you lost in bad fashion. But you still get to hang your flag. You still get you will still get
you're still white.
You still get a school named after you. Mm-hmm. You'll still get a statue.
When you like, when you lose, the color don't come off your skin.
Trump's approach to gutting the federal government and restoring states' rights, basically saying removing all the federal protections that the basic Americans have and saying it's up to your state, that goes back to the Civil War and Reconstruction and basically allowing these red states to wild out. So even the gutting of the federal protections is racially based.
I'll say this. I feel like a lot of people who didn't vote in the black community came from big cities where racism is shown, but it's not executed to the degree of in the Midwest or in the South or in certain parts of the West.
I
didn't realize this, even though I've dealt with racism my whole life. I didn't realize this till I got to college, and I went to school in Indiana. And the KKK was found in Indiana.
Say no more.
And at that when that was 2007 when I got there. So that was when Obama won. So I guess for me, it was seeing what goes on in these middle America towns that are so crazy and fucked up that it was like, yo, I got to go out and vote. Because if I don't, this shit really means something. But when you come from a city where this racism shit doesn't really affect you, or if it does affect you, it's like, I'm going to just beat his ass. Like, you say something to me, I'm gonna use violence, and that's how it's gonna work. In these other states, it's like, you don't have a chance to use violence because they're gonna kill you and there's gonna be nothing said about it. So I feel like that's what held us back in certain situations. When you don't see racism as at the front line, and you don't see KKK rolling down your block and orchestrating parades and shit on your campus, you really don't really understand how deep this shit is. Mm-hmm.
It's the privilege of coming up in a blue state or a blue area or blue city. You don't get to see.
I don't know if it's a privilege. I think it's a.
I think it's a privilege.
I think it's a different. I think it's a different perspective. I'm pretty sure because I've spoken to people who grew up out there.
I'm telling you now, it's a privilege to not see KKK run through your school. It's a privilege, bro.
I think they would much rather. These are just the people I've spoken to from the South. Everybody's spoken to different people. The people I've spoken with, they would much rather that than live in New York, where it's masked as something else, as it's masked as diversity. When it's masked as, I thought racism didn't exist, but when I walk into this public school, it's only three of me. Or I have to go to a school that is way less funded, and I have to take all these tests just to get into a fair school. Or when I have to redline and fight to get a home in a neighborhood that I grew up in. When you have to deal with gentrification, it's masked as these different things in the North than compared to in the South. It's all still racist.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily masked. I think it's macro versus micro. And I think we have to deal with a lot of micro versus their dealing with the macro of racism.
Absolutely. I would much rather the macro. Let me know what's coming my way.
Have you seen a black fake body on a tree hanging when you woke up? Right. Have you ever seen that?
Not even a fake body. Have you seen a black real body hanging?
Yeah. Have you seen?
Tree?
But I'm trying to speak.
Yes, I have.
In front of your house.
We watch it. Yes, we watch it.
I'm not
day.
Talking about on a TV.
We watch Eric.
I'm not talking about a TV screen, bro. I'm talking. I'm talking about going out on a campus. When I went in school in Indiana, I'd go on a campus. And on the biggest thing that we have for a black community at a school of fucking 60,000 people, where all the black people chill, it's nigger wrote on the whole tree. It's mm-hmm. a black body hanging from a tree. Niggas is not used to seeing that out here, bro. So once you see that, I would never trade where I'm from to go out there where the KKK can run up on campus and nobody say shit. I would never, ever trade that.
I will say that I grew up in New Jersey, went to school in New England, and then moved to Florida, and not Miami-Dade.
Bingo.
Moved to North Florida for my first job. And this was around a time when Obama, right when he got into office. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I moved down there, I was like, I don't even know who would vote for Palin. I was like, where are these people? I learned it's a Confederate flag. Jordan Davis was gunned down the street from where I lived. It's a different kind of racism.
It's totally different.
And terror. And there are merits to the South. I actually probably want to move to Atlanta at some point. But it's a different kind of South, though. Mm-hmm. There are merits to people living in the South. Of course, there's black people that would take the South over the North. Of course. But
they're going to go to, like Atlanta. And they're going to go to places that's like, that they don't even go out and vote.
So a little bit of a bubble. Exactly. Right. But this is a different, I'm going to be honest with you, it's a different kind of racism.
It's a different type of racism.
It's in your face. It's scarier.
And they wish you would say something.
And the sickest part is, they're born and grown like this. I didn't know, I could say this, and you could call me, I won't say stupid, but misinformed, but I didn't even really know what a Confederate flag was. Until I went to boarding school in ninth grade, and my roommate is from Alabama, and he had a big ass Confederate flag up in the room, and I still didn't know what it was until somebody told me, black people that live in the South, they're like, "Yo, what the fuck is this?" I'm like, "Yo, what?" They explained it to me. You know how fast we took that shit and burned it in front of his face? I've been seeing shit like this since I was young. So it did it.
They call it their heritage.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, when you ask him what it means, he's not going to say anything racist about it because he's not taught that it's racist. He's taught that this is part of life. This is part of what we went through to get to where we at. And it's a
symbol of the
exactly. Side. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh, you just don't know. Like you were born. You're like when we're kids, we're not born to hate. You're taught to hate. So when you could put that sign in your room as a ninth grader. And fight behind that shit. That's what showed me that everybody's not raised like me. Everybody doesn't see the same shit I see. He was seeing shit that I never thought I wanted to see or would see. And then I ended up seeing it by going to the Midwest for college. Like, I saw shit that I only saw in movies. Like you said, we see it every day. I saw shit like that on TV. But I never got to witness that shit where I wake up and they'd be like, yo, don't go over here today. And it's like, why? It's like they're having a KKK rally on campus.
Or streets where if you drive down, you better pray like hell your car does not get stuck.
Yo,
like I said, parts of I-75, ooh, have gas and don't have a flat tire because you will turn up missing.
Son, I was driving, mind you, from Virginia to DC. It's a very simple drive. It's maybe an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours if there's traffic. So there was traffic on our usual route on the expressway. So we decided to go a different route to go to her aunt's house in Waldorf first. So as we're driving, you know, we're looking around and, you know, it's beautiful. It's all spacious, southern shit. We look to the right. Like, I'm like, dang, I might have to go get gas or something. So I'm looking right, left, trying to see, oh, there's a gas station here. Then I look to my left and there's a big ass guns and ammunition store, probably literally like five floors, guns and ammunition. And then right next to it is a sign that's probably as big as the building that says Trump 2020, get her done. Mm. I said, oh, nah, we're not stopping for gas here.
Not here.
We're not stopping for gas here. We have to figure it out. We had to keep going.
Yeah. Well, we definitely got to have Miss Fains back here for a longer discussion about race and all of the good stuff, even dating. You know, she loves to drag us to dating. Aisha K. Fains is famous for a video clip of me and herself and some others discussing how only broke men benefit from monogamy, and that, you know, if you're out here looking for love with one woman, it's because you're a broke ass nigga. But before we get out of here. Before we get out of here, I do want to run through four quick things just for you, Aisha. Just want to, you know, to end on a more upbeat note, if that's possible, on a day like today. Right. First, from the election, Oregon. The Oregon Trail is for real now.
Yep.
They have decriminalized all drugs, including cocaine.
It's not for us.
Meth and all of that.
There was a drug for us.
Heroin.
Heroin, lidocaine.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they decriminalized all drugs.
So all of it.
So real quick,
small amounts though.
Yeah, real quick. So I just want your take on that, real quick.
Well, I know everywhere marijuana was on the ballot, people, you know, voted to light up.
Honestly, everywhere that any drug policy that was on the ballot won this year.
Yeah, so, yeah, drugs won. But I mean, here, people going to be like it's going to be cocaine. I think it's a bit much, but if it's going to be cocaine and things like that, it does beg the question of if we can do it in Oregon, then why are people in jail?
But it's not for us. It's not for us, though.
Oh, not at all.
So
and Jersey is now looking to push that through as well now.
Well, weed is legal in Jersey.
With cocaine and everything?
Push it. Jersey is looking to decriminalize drugs as well.
Weed is legal.
Weed is legal.
Yeah.
At the age of 21, you can smoke weed. Anything under.
But I'll be honest. Some drugs don't need to be.
At all.
Some drugs we don't really need to incentivize. Like, I don't want to be on the road with somebody on cocaine and.
I don't know. As long as they're not driving, I'm with it.
Heroin, that's the one.
Matt, you filmed a whole show about people getting high on heroin.
That is very true.
You met,
he don't condone mean, it. Met, be on the road real, with somebody
you
about
met
it.
Real, you met real heroin addicts.
He don't,
tell them niggas not lit.
They not.
They're funny. I don't want to be on the road with
bring crackheads back again.
Wow.
I ain't seen a good dope head or crack head in mad long.
Mouse 2024. Nigga. Hold on, Mouse Jones 2024.
I see why you roll for Kanye. I see why you want to orchestrate his congregation.
It incentivizes the economy. If you remember back in the day, a nigga could get a good VCR for like $20 off a crackhead. You get what I'm saying? We bringing back black business. Okay, that's that.
Bringing back black
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. How big is it that Maxine Waters wins again?
I mean, she's a legend. So she's Gucci.
Love it. Also, we actually spoke about it on Monday. Richie Torres and Mondaire Jones make history as the first openly gay black men elected to Congress. How big is this, or is this just does this just look good?
I think it's huge. Honestly, I think it's huge because it does show that there are places in this country where we are able to elect people who are not white heterosexual men. And so anytime we elect people who fall outside of that framework, I think it's a win for humanity. So
I'm about to say, we have to shout out, I mean, I know Mouse doesn't like white women, but we have to shout out Sarah McBride for being the first openly trans woman.
Yeah, that's huge.
To be on Congress for Delaware.
Yeah, especially since Trump has taken he's taken a lot of the steam out of trans rights. Mm-hmm. Very on the low, so that's also very big.
Well, are we scared now? Okay, and I know I said I was opening you. I want to close on positivity, so there's one more thing, but I do have to bring this up just because I am who I am. Are we worried that just blindly supporting these two black gay men, are we worried that maybe we run into another Daniel Cameron situation where all kin folk aren't skin folk? Like, where does that where do we have space for that type of skepticism?
I mean, I believe in voting for people based on their platform and whoever they are, man, woman, whatever you like to have.
Non-binary, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't care. I it's based on the platform. Like Daniel Cameron is a Klansman who hasn't gotten the memo that he's black. He's the David Chappelle sketch.
Oh, that's
So I judge people based on like just their platform.
Your character. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Because Daniel Cameron is a whole nother.
And last but not least, what is Aisha K. Fiennes? What is her educated guesstimation or prediction about how this thing plays out in the next couple days?
I wholeheartedly believe that Biden will win the popular vote.
Yep.
I am concerned about the legal battle that could potentially ensue. You know, presidents and politicians give concession speeches to save the democracy. Van Jones explains this. They're not necessary. It's a courtesy. And unfortunately, we have a president he doesn't care about democracy. And so we're living in an unprecedented time. So it's the aftermath I'm concerned about. But I actually really have faith that Biden will win the popular vote and will win the states he needs to get the 270.
He just won Wisconsin. Yeah, he just was.
Yes, all right, Milwaukee.
If I'm not mistaken, they said he just got more votes than Obama.
Wow.
In Wisconsin?
No, in general.
Oh, yeah, no, he's the highest popular vote ever of all presidencies. Yep.
But this is just there's too many.
But that doesn't mean he's gonna win, which is crazy.
Exactly. Right.
Which is really wild. If I get more votes than you, I should win.
If I get the most votes in history, somebody should at some point. Get off the stick.
It's like, yo.
It's 21 zip,
it's like,
bro.
Yo, you got the most votes in history, but you're not the president. It's like, how?
How did that work?
How does it work?
Right. Because that's
everybody's vote's not equal.
I'm saying. Well, there's a whole nother conversation about the Electoral College and how it was started and slavery and us being 3/5 of a man just to kind of give people more voting power. But that's a whole
nother topic.
That's a whole nother podcast that hopefully we can get Miss Fiennes back for. You know, I called in a big favor.
An audible.
And she literally came in literally 2 hours later. So appreciate you, Aisha, for always being readily available. Do you have anything that you would like to promote? Anything you want to have the people follow you on? Anything?
Sure. For the women listening, check me out at womenlovepower.com. That's my platform and business. And I'm on YouTube at Women Love Power and on Instagram at Aisha K. Fiennes, also Twitter.
Yo, I love and you're the name.
And you're everywhere. And you're everywhere dragging men for filth for some reason.
Women love power. Women love power. I love it.
Listen. And let it be known, I love men. Don't listen to Mouse.
I didn't say you didn't. I was just saying that you literally
dragged him. I dragged the men that need to be dragged. Oh, wow.
Right. And I was one of those men, and I never only ever once. I never reared up again, okay? I shut my black mouth. Jesus, I shut my stupid man mouth when Aisha walks in the room.
So thank
Aisha,
you guys.
Thank you so much. Aisha, thank you.
Aisha, seriously, thank you. Thank you for coming next door and rocking with us. Guys, you know, we're in a really weird time. And you know, we love you guys. So I hope you guys listen. I hope you guys learn something from today. You know, I know usually nosy neighbors, we're looking out our windows trying to tell you what's going on in the world. But there's a lot else that we have to focus on. So again, you know, we love you guys. We want to say a big thank you to you guys. We ask you guys to subscribe, rate, comment on wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, please leave a comment. Please give us 5 stars. Wild out one time. If you guys don't want to just come in here and eat up all of our food, bruh, man, from the fifth floor, make sure that you subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod, and follow us. Talk to us right now. I mean, listen, like I said, we're in an unprecedented time, and we're speaking back to you guys right now, especially on all of our social media. So hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at GuysNextDoorPod, and you know who we are. You know who Miss Aisha Faines is. You know who the housewife is. And we'll see you next time.
The housewife. Make sure you lock up behind y'all. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.